In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stevens Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me is singer, songwriter, and producer Lucinda Williams. Her 15th studio album is called Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart and is due out on Friday, June the 30th. It features our recent coolest song in the world, Rock and Roll Heart. I'll play a bit of that now, followed by my interview with Lucinda on your Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock here in Little Stevens Underground Garage. Here with you in Little Stevens Underground Garage, and my guest for our coolest conversations is rock, folk, and country music singer, songwriter, musician, and producer Lucinda Williams. Hi, Lucinda.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely. You know, last we spoke was in April of 2020. We had COVID going on at the time. I think this was recent, kind of recent after you had like a tornado come through town.
Yeah.
And then the other event later that year was that you had a stroke.
Yeah.
I know you played a lot of shows last year. You're on tour now, so you must be doing pretty well. How is your overall health?
I think my overall health is good. I'm still, you know, in recovery, but sometimes it's slow. So I'm in that phase of things. I've come a long way. I mean, I had to learn how to walk again. You know, basically.
Wow. So how did that play into your ability to play guitar?
Not real well. It definitely affected it. And that I'm still dealing with that. That's been the hardest part of the recovery is being able to play again. Because my hands just won't move as quickly as they did before.
Let me ask you about that because years ago, you did a version of, did a song, one of Slim Dunlap's songs, you know, it was, I think, Partners in Crime.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had suffered a pretty heavy-duty stroke. So I would have to think that your perspective on that has changed. I mean, having undergone it yourself, that must give you a different insight as to what Slim has had to deal with.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of insight into having a stroke and what it means to recover from it and everything.
Well, the way the stroke impacted you, that my understanding is that kind of played into the album with having a number of people or a number of people guesting on it, as well as you co-writing some of the stuff using outside contributors. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. For one thing, just to have that enthusiasm from other musicians working with me and everything, like Jesse Mallon, he came in for a lot of stuff and worked with me on a few songs, like New York Comeback.
And the album opener, Let's Get the Band Back Together.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you about Let's Get the Band Back Together, the opening track to the album. Thinking about the inspiration for it, was there a specific band or group of friends that inspired it?
Well, you know, it really came from the idea of a lot of what was going on during the pandemic, where, you know, people were just disconnected from their friends. And, you know, it's as much about just getting back together with old friends you haven't seen in a long time.
And what was Jesse's contribution specifically to that tune? Do you recall?
I'm trying to recall. It's hard to remember, you know, who brought what to the table. But I'm pretty sure, because the other person involved was my husband and manager, Tom Overby. And I'm pretty sure he brought that one in. He brought that idea for that song in.
Oh, well, that's cool. Well, about you and Tom, you guys also co-wrote a number of songs on the album with Travis Stevens, and I've read that he's your road manager, but he must be a musician as well. What's the story on Travis?
Well, yeah, Travis is great. He joined in. I mean, you know, like I wasn't playing guitar at all at the time, and sometimes I would have a melody in my head, and Travis would play it, you know, play the chords for me on the guitar. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing. For the most part, it was an organic process, the way it all came about. You know, a lot of it wasn't thought out that much ahead of time. I was writing a lot of lyrics because I could put pen to paper still, thank God. So I was coming up with a lot of lyrics and, you know, for the songs. And Jesse was really good at bringing in that rock and roll element to things. And he's so prolific. And Tom and I worked with Jesse. We co-produced his last album. And when Jesse was doing that album, he asked me to help him with some of his songs. So it made sense to bring him in when I was working on this stuff.
Well, so the new album, Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart, that's going to come out later this month on June the 30th. And it features our coolest song in the world this week, Rock and Roll Heart. Now, that is a song that you're credited with, along with Tom and Travis.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned coming up with the lyrics, and that tune, it's got the line in there, rock and roll reached down into my house, reached right down and pulled me out, talked to me, and I knew then what I was going to be all about. So you're speaking of yourself as having a rock and roll heart or not?
Yeah, there's always a little bit of me in all the songs, you know.
Right.
But Tom actually came up with that. That came from a short conversation that Tom had with Bruce Springsteen one time. Tom and I went to see Bruce do one of his shows from the Devils and Dust tour.
Okay.
And then we went back after the show and talked to Bruce a little bit and hung out. And then we went and had dinner, and Bruce came over to say hello. And Tom, who's been a huge Springsteen fan forever, he had read an interview with Bruce where Bruce said that in the interview, you know, that rock and roll reached down and pulled me out as a kid, you know, living in a factory town and all that.
Well, did that play into having Bruce and Patty Scalfa on the track?
Yeah, that was us sitting around the kitchen table working on some stuff. And Tom said, I think it was, the ones that Bruce sang, well, Tom said, wouldn't it be great if we could get Bruce on this track? And Jesse popped up, Jesse Mallon, who knows everybody in the world. You know, Jesse said, well, I think I can get a hold of Bruce. I think I can help you make this happen. And sure enough, he went back to New York and got a hold of some of Bruce's people, and they got a hold of Bruce, and Bruce said yes, and that's pretty much how it happened. And he and Patty, we sent them the tracks, and they went into a studio where they live and put some vocals on.
Well, I read that in a sense, the Rock and Roll Heart album is stories. It's like part one of two. So when can we expect to hear part two?
That's a good question. And I have to ask Tom because I'm not sure. But yeah, because we ended up with some extra songs that, you know, we couldn't fit everything on one album.
Today you're playing at the Black Deer Festival in Eridge Park in the UK. That's like south of London. And I saw that Bonnie Raitt and Steve Earle are also on the bill. Is there anyone else playing that you want to see? Or when you do these festivals, do you even have the opportunity to check out any of the other artists?
Sometimes I do, but usually not that much. I usually don't get a chance to hear that many of the other artists, unfortunately.
Well, we can take a listen to one more track off the upcoming album, off of Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. And I'd like us to hear Not My Town, another song you guys wrote with Travis Stevens. So who came up with that lyric line, "This was the place that made me, I know this was the place that saved me, the place that..."
I think that was Tom. I think he came up with that. A song... Sometimes I'll have a song that's a really early old song that, you know, I kind of forgot about, and then I'll take it and use it later and kind of turn it into a whole different song. That's kind of what happened with this. The original early version of the song is something I wrote that was real, kind of like a folk ballad almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Tom always really liked it. He liked the lyrics and everything. But he wanted it to be, you know, kind of angst-ridden, you know, more kind of like we did it. So that we did it like that. We just kind of rearranged it and gave it this more of an edge.
Well, speaking of that edge, it has kind of a Neil Young sort of vibe to it.
Yeah. I wanted it to sound kind of like The Faces.
Oh, really? You know? Yeah, cool.
It's just about feeling isolated and that division that happens.
Well, also, it reminded me thematically, almost seemed like it would have worked well on the last album, Good Souls, Better Angels, even, I thought.
Yeah, that subject matter comes up a lot because that's what we're living with, you know. Those feelings of isolation and being disconnected, and, you know, politicians who don't represent the majority of people.
When you talk about our sort of disconnection in our in sort of our society and our world right now, and you're going out and you are doing shows, so there is an opportunity for people to get together. How do you see your role in mending or creating spaces for people to reconnect?
Well, I think you just said it, which is, you know, going out and performing, you know, and having people come to the shows, and I guess, you know, hopefully having a mutual feeling, a connection to something, you know, when I'm performing, maybe a particular song will make people feel that way, or, you know.
Had you already been playing any of these songs before you went out most recently on tour?
Yeah, when we went out, all the shows we've been doing lately, we've been playing
playing these songs. So is there any tune out of these 10 that you find people are especially resonating with?
I feel, you know, a lot of people really like Jukebox.
Okay.
That one.
That and another tune off their last Call for the Truth. They seem to have similar themes of loneliness and disconnectedness and going down to the bar, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I know. I told Tom, I said, we've got a bunch of songs about drinking on here, you know, on this album. I don't know what people are going to think, but a lot of that stems from the pandemic. And all of that, you know, that was a hard time for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And we're still just getting over it even, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Lucinda, I want to thank you so much for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to give a listen now to Not My Town. It's off of Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart, due out later this month. It's Lucinda Williams here in Little Stevens Underground Garage. Some of her song, Not My Town. That's Lucinda Williams here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage off her upcoming album, Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. It's due out Friday, June the 30th. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Lucinda for chatting with me today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. The Pink Spiders are from Nashville, Tennessee. They were active originally back in the 2000s, and then they had a comeback album in 2018. Their latest, Freakazoid, is due out in July, and we'll find out all about it when I speak with their main man, Matt Friction. He's my guest next time around on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street.
I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.